going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you think of Ben Johnson, Bears poet, who penned this about the late Brian Piccolo?
It's called More Than a Jersey. He wore the C upon his chest, not just in games, but in each test. A bear by number, name and grace, but more than that, a steady face. He wasn't picked in any round or fame. No headlines danced around his name. Yet still he fought and still he rose. A quiet strength the whole team knows. With courage burning deep and true, he gave his all in all he'd do.
Ben Johnson, the poet, your thoughts?
I loved it. I thought it was the most impressive thing I heard at Hallis Hall on Tuesday. I think that from the idea to the execution, it was elegant, it was eloquent, it was all the things. It was original. It was like Ben Johnson, the 16th century English poet. It was definitely one of those things you don't expect to hear from a football coach at a press conference. And that's okay, because I do think his game plans will reflect that originality, that authenticity, and that amount of imagination. So I do think it's on brand for him. Yeah, he's a math guy. Yeah, he's a numbers guy. But he's also a guy not afraid to delve into poetry and to take that kind of a risk. Because we talk about Ben Johnson, the risk taker, the gambler, the play caller. That was a pretty big risk he took yesterday at Hallis Hall as a football coach, reciting a poem he wrote himself. I'm all for it. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that we can have two different ideas. Yes, the joke about TJ Edwards went a little far, but this poem that he wrote and recited was definitely touchdown. Touchdown Bears.
Are we sure that he wrote it? I think we might have to listen back to the tape, because he did talk about, as you said, David, that he is a numbers guy. I almost felt like he said he outsourced it. He delivered it pretty well. I just think between that and then the joke about the stumble bum play with TJ, I just think it became too much about he's had his victory lap. We're all still in love with him. We're going to see who he wants. He's going to be selecting, and Ryan Poles is going to stand there and comment about who's picked by the Bears, Friday and Thursday and Saturday. I just think this was the first misstep, and hopefully the only misstep, for Ben Johnson.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Honestly, it made me think about poetry for a second, and coaching, and beginning on a career, beginning anew at something. And it made me think of William Wordsworth, and it made me think of the poem, "We poets in our youth begin in gladness, but thereof comes in the end despondency and sadness." And that is how you make me feel, despondent and sad over your attack of the poet. because the guy is a numbers guy and he reaches out and he goes for something. But like everyone trying something anew, trying something fresh, something unspoken before, he comes to you with his gift and you spit upon it, sir. And now the poet has a broken heart. Maybe the poetry gets better, but it will never be as fresh and new as it once was because of the journey that one must go through as artist.
Bravo.
Mullion Haw, 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio, 67 Score.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.